Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's funny how the world works sometimes. Because I did want to transition to a little bit of Sabres talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now we have some breaking news. The Buffalo Sabres releasing a statement that Sabres Associate General Manager and Rochester Americans General Manager Jason Karmanos has been relieved of his duties. In the statement, we thank Jason for his contributions for the Buffalo Sabres and Rochester Americans and wish him the best in his future endeavors.
Yeah, and that's a statement from Jarmo Kekäläinen himself. So
Sabres letting go of Associate General Manager Jason Karmanos.
Said he was, putting money where your mouth is, right? At this point,
yep. He wanted to make some moves, some sooner than later.
On the Jeremy and Joe show, in his introductory press conference, mentioning that he is going to be looking into everything, right? And going to be seen, they're going to be looking into what changes can be made. This is the first domino to fall outside of Adams, right?
Obviously.
So we'll see what happens going forward here. If this is kind of the first of many, and we're going to start seeing him bring his own guys in here, his own regime, kind of.
Perhaps.
And that might be.
I found it interesting that the Sabres also, with having Consul Helenius in Rochester, denied Helenius from playing in the World Junior. They held on to him. I don't know if that means that they're going to take a look at Helenius at some point on the Sabres this season.
Maybe they will, yeah.
Or during this, during the World Junior Tournament sort of thing. That is interesting, though, to say the least. The Sabres made that move, ready to go, with the statement this morning, or this afternoon, excuse me, that Jason Karmanos is let go by the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, the organization,
today.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I hate to see a guy lose his job. I hate to see a guy get fired. But ultimately, this is kind of exciting in a sense, right? We're starting to see some changes within the organization here.
We're going to try to get Paul Hamilton on here as well to talk the latest on that. And
isn't it kind of a little bit okay, here we go. Put the seatbelt on. We're going to start doing some stuff here.
Well, I got my wish.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be good, be different.
And it's activity, Derek.
Still last place in the Eastern Conference, but
it's activity.
They're different.
The whole story with this team for the past two seasons has been inactivity.
Yes.
Adams addressed that on numerous occasions and never corrected it. Just seeing anything come across the wire from the Sabres like this, an organizational change, is surprising because it's just not normal. It's not something that they would do under the previous regime. So, I don't know. I hate to see, again, someone lose their job, but change is change and activity is activity. And
right.
That's kind of where my head's at with this. Okay, Jarmo. Like, we're getting down to business on a Saturday. We're getting
on
down
a Saturday,
to business.
But, I mean, they're obviously working today.
Sure.
The Sabres have,
yeah,
a game against the Islanders. But this is – it's different, and I do wonder what's going to end up happening here. So –
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know what is going to be for the rest of this year. I don't know if the playoffs are even realistic. You still have to vault everybody again.
With this division, though, this season, that's not necessarily out of the question if you string quite a few wins together.
The Eastern Conference is not quite as daunting, but you still have to vault everyone, as mm-hmm. one Paul Hamilton has said to me often enough now. But Paul, some breaking Sabres news there. They have relieved Jason Karmanos as the AGM, and Jarmo's getting busy right away.
Yeah, his first move as general manager, associate general manager, and the general manager of the Rochester Americans. And quite honestly, I thought he did a pretty good job down there.
Right.
Because you have to sprinkle in AHL veterans to be with your prospects who are on AHL contracts, aren't necessarily Sabre property, which I thought he did a good job of. Helping the prospects along. And the Amerks have been competitive in the playoffs. They actually made the Eastern Conference Final a couple of years ago with a team that beating teams that were pretty veteran teams, you know, and with their youngsters. And but it could simply just be a they don't agree in philosophy. Maybe they don't agree in player development. It doesn't have to be he did a bad job. It just might be, you know, Karmanos might have different thoughts on what player development is than Kekalainen does. You know, so that's not, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like they hate each other or anything. Oh, I don't know that. But, you know, it's not necessarily they hate each other or anything like that. It just might be a difference in philosophy that Kekalainen wants development done another way. And Karmanos didn't look at it the same way. He also may have somebody in mind for the job that he's worked with before. You know how that goes in pro
yeah.
sports. Not necessarily just hockey. It's like when you take over an organization like that, you like to bring in your own people, you know? And it doesn't necessarily mean you've got something against the people that are leaving. It's just you're comfortable with your own people. You've worked with them before. You've been successful with them before. So, you know, it's just, you know, this is the first thing that he has done. And now, you know, the Amerks will go in a different direction.
And that's going to be something interesting here, Paul, with what other staff changes might be made on this sort of thing. Because obviously Eric Staal was brought in to be an assistant to Kevin Adams as well. There's plenty of other names in there. There's coaches that you might think could get changed over. They're nowhere near done with anything. Because Kekalainen in the introductory press conference earlier this week said some things might happen sooner than later. And I do think it might just be a difference in philosophy, Paul, because new regimes oftentimes want to make sure that they are in lockstep with each other when it comes to the plan. So I do think there's a lot of credence to what you're saying about Karmanos there.
Yeah, definitely. And, and he said everybody is under review. I mean, he said nice things about Lindy Ruff.
Right.
But he didn't come out and say that Lindy Ruff is going to remain the coach. For right now, he is. I mean, he has told Ruff that keep doing what you're doing. So that for that's for right now. Lindy Ruff's contract is up at the end of the year. If they go on a five-game losing streak, Lindy Ruff might be up then. You know, Lindy Ruff might get a contract extension. I don't know. I mean, we got to see what Kekalainen, how he feels about it as time goes on. And he said players are under evaluation, coaches are under evaluation, and the hockey department is under evaluation. Everybody is under evaluation. So, and he other than talking about Lindy Ruff, he didn't want to get too deep into really naming names about anything, whether it's players or whatever. He talked more in generalities than he did with that. So this is just the first move. I'm sure there will be many more. I think there were too many people in the hockey department doing things that they weren't qualified to do. So I think Kekalainen will take care of that. And don't take me wrong here. I don't say that Jason Camarones was not qualified to do. He was one of the qualified people. I mean, he was really the only guy that Adam surrounded himself with that had been around the NHL for a while, and it could be a really good sounding board, I think, for him, because he came in April of 2021, so he's been with Adams for most of his tenure there, and I always felt that was a pretty good hire. The only other thing, I know Camarones runs the Amerks from afar. I know he's not in Rochester a lot. I know he doesn't live there. He doesn't live in Buffalo. I don't believe he does. So that might be something that Kekalainen, you know, wanted to correct. He doesn't have to live in Rochester because he was the associate general manager of the Sabres. But I think, you know, living in Buffalo might be something that Kekalainen would prefer.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline. As there was some breaking news that the Sabres dismissing Jason Camarones from his duties as the associate general manager and the Rochester Americans general manager. Paul, they've got business tonight, though, or more of like late this afternoon against the Islanders. Winners of four straight. And quite frankly, after that first 20-25 minutes against the Flyers, the Sabres really went in and took over against Philadelphia and made it a tilted ice.
Well, usually they don't snap out of the West, or any East Coast team doesn't snap out of that first game West Coast malaise. I mean, I can't explain it. It just happens that when I've been around the league, it happens a lot where teams go on that long West Coast trip and their first game back for the East is horrible. For the Sabres, it was a half a game, and they snapped out of it, which maybe is because there was 3 or 4 days in between.
That might have helped.
Certainly it was there to start with. That was probably the first half of that game, not probably, was the worst I've ever seen Owen Power play. I've never seen him worse. He was giving the puck away. Mm-hmm. He got beat to the outside. And Thompson was pretty much with him. Thompson was horrible too. I mean, Tortorella took Thompson apart on one replay of a Flyer goal, and rightfully so. He was absolutely right. You know, all of a sudden Thompson got an opportunity to score and took advantage of the opportunity, and that kind of helped the Sabres had just kind of kicked it in about that time. It was about midway through the second period, and then Power, I thought, was fine the rest of the game. You know, I mean, look at the Sabres in the third period nursing a one goal lead. That 10 minutes into the third period, they were out shooting the Flyers 7-1, and defending very well, including Power. And even when that 6-on-4 went on for a minute and a half at the end of the game where the Flyers were trying to tie it, no shots got through to Lyon. He did not have to make a save. There were four block shots, and Power had one of them.
As a matter of fact,
Kesselring had two of them, and Tuck had the other.
Matter of fact, that penalty kill there, you're down to four defensemen at that moment. Samuelson's in the box. Timmins has the leg injury. You have to rotate through your four defensemen on that one, so Power has to be involved in that. So it was good to see him rebound.
Well, he's always
through that.
On the penalty kill. There's 4D that play the penalty kill, but you hit it. I mean, Samuelson and Timmins are your best 2D on the penalty kill.
Right.
One's hurt, and the other's in the penalty box. So, but Power is – that's the one thing I can't explain to you. When it comes to Power and Timmins, they're both excellent on the penalty kill. Very good. Timmins is a shot-blocking machine on the penalty kill. Neither one of them really ever give the puck away when they're killing penalties. But especially in Timmons' case, 5-on-5, it's like night and day.
Right.
I mean, he becomes like a turnover machine 5-on-5. But penalty kill, he's great. I mean, just very, very good. And I think Power's a very, very good penalty killer also. Now, if Illinois Power could just take that into his 5-on-5 play, you know, I think he would reach his potential quicker than maybe he is right now. But that is just something I can't explain to you. I don't know why.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have the time to expound on this, Paul. We got to get going here. But we'll hear from you on pregame here as that will get started at 4 o'clock on WGR. So we'll hear from you in a bit.
Sounds good. Take care.
Thanks, Paul, for the short notice appearance there. And Paul's appearance is brought to you by Railax Honda. Railax, we got this. Quick timeout. Quicker segment on the other side here as we get to Niagara basketball at 1 o'clock. We were going to have Pat Malacaro, but unfortunately we had this happen with the Sabres. I went a little long, so we got to fold this up coming up on the last segment here of Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.